All right. This has been quite the week here on the Joe and Alex Show. We started out on Monday with a dozen roses. I'm sorry, 10 roses dropped off. 9 were red. 1 was covered black. So it was a red rose, but like dipped in black.
Right.
And it had a note on there. And the note pretty much was saying that like roses are red as the sky is blue, something, something.
But in this case, I left you a clue with a K. And
yeah.
We have been trying all week to figure out who this was. And in the middle of trying to figure out who it was, a weird Alex's Secret Admirer Twitter account was made, tweeting me weird things, tweeting our listeners weird things, giving additional clues. It was all very strange and started to feel a little bit obsessive.
And then yesterday, we reached a peak. This is after we were wrapping up the show. Then after we left yesterday, we were contacted. Because in radio and TV, male or female, but usually females, you can have people that become obsessed with you. You can have people that stalk you, threaten you, harass you. And that is the case that we were dealing with here on the Joe and Alex Show. We had somebody, which we believe was a man, that was going after Alex. They created a Twitter account, as she mentioned, and all these clues, and it started affecting our security. We had to actually hire security for our building to escort Alex in and out of the building the past 2 days, because we don't know if this is a joke or if it's real. And we're not going to wait and find out that it's real and have something happen.
Yeah.
So we had to do that. We had to change the way we did stuff here. We also had to take precautions, which our company does. I'm glad our company cares about their employees and their safety. They did building maintenance and security. Then they went up and we contacted the IMPD. And we said, hey, where do we go with here? What's our next step? Well, this was being discussed in a meeting with some of our bosses here in the building. And somebody else was in that room. That person heard about that. And that person actually was the person, Alex.
What?
That sent you these flowers. Apparently, and we're going to find out in a second, we're going to confront this
somebody
person.
Somebody that works here?
Somebody that works here is the person that's been doing this to you. I didn't know this. Producer NYK didn't know this.
And they didn't admit it until they knew that the police were getting involved?
They didn't say anything until they found out that we were having law enforcement involved with this. So this is a situation that I just want you to know, we didn't know about this either, but we do know who did it. I found out the person's name yesterday.
You know?
Yeah, I came back to work yesterday. I got called back into a meeting because it's a serious thing. So I now know who did this and who was involved with this. And as a matter of fact, they're here. Producer MYK,
what?
I would like you to bring this person in if you could.
Okay.
I think we confront him right here on the air.
On the air?
Yep. And we're live.
I don't like confrontation.
And we're live on Facebook right now, Radio Now 100.9. But he's going to grab the person.
Oh my gosh, Joe. I feel like I don't even want to look.
Let me talk. You don't have to look.
I'm so nervous. Like, my stomach hurts.
But if you want to say something, because all the stuff you've been through, I think you should totally be able to. Come on in. Go ahead and step up to that mic right over there.
Travis?
Hey, Alex, what's up?
All right, joining us now here on the Joe and Alex Show.
You have been doing this?
Yeah, you know, it was a prank.
Alex, hang on just 1 second, okay?
Oh my God, Travis.
Travis, briefly explain, because I don't think you realize what's been going on this past week, all the fear you've caused and all the stuff, but
yeah.
Explain to us, what exactly was this all about? You sent flowers on Monday with a note and a cryptic message. What was this all about? What was your prank?
Okay, so my baby sister was just born. Her name is Kiara Rose, and Kiara is Irish for black, so that's why there was a black rose, and I have 10 siblings, nine siblings.
Okay,
and the clue with the K, that's Kiara spelled with a K. So it was all in good fun. I didn't mean for it to blow out of hand like it did. I thought you'd find it amusing, but obviously not, so I'm sorry.
Oh,
very sorry.
Oh my gosh, Travis, I just don't understand. I don't understand. It's like you just don't think about things. I don't know. Like, if all you had done was send me a bouquet of roses, and then, you know, they were normal roses, and then it was found out, like, it was you, like, haha, funny, whatever, and then I'm like, who sent me these roses? I get it. But the notes and the Twitter and all of this is super weird.
Well, the Twitter was actually to cover up because the flower shop was going to give me up. They were going to tell you, like, who bought the flowers because they didn't like the publicity, the way they were being portrayed.
Well, they weren't being portrayed
bad.
They were fine. No, Shadeland flowers, great. I really
like
it.
I'll tell you
this for a creepy thing. You have really good selection in flowers because Shadeland flowers or floral is good. Like, let me give you a shout out right now. I'll tell them. Did you get
There's
this?
There's nothing wrong with the flower shop. You're the weirdo.
Did you get this for free, by the way? Did you say you'd mention this?
Okay. No,
okay.
Yeah. I paid for them. So.
No, but do you...
Why would you spend, Travis, over $65 on flowers to prank me? It just doesn't make any sense.
I mean, you know, it was just... I thought it was a fun idea, and I had $60 to blow, so...
Travis, here's the thing. I think you meant well by, like, pranking.
Yeah,
like,
totally.
I get where you're going, but this is nothing to joke around with as far as I don't think Alex has even told you how scared she's been and all the precautions she's been having. She's been having people check in on her every night at her house.
Literally,
and
Travis,
her friends coming
I have
over,
been looking
her family.
Out my window of my apartment worried that somebody was going to, like, come get me. Like, it makes me scared because not just that it was just a bouquet of roses that said it's from your sacred admirer. That stuff is sweet, whatever. That wouldn't freak me out. It's everything else involved that you did with the weird Twitter and the notes and the black rose, all of that looked scary to me because I'm not talking to anyone. I'm not dating anyone. So, like, I automatically know it's from somebody that I don't know, or I think it's from someone I don't know.
Right.
And you have to understand how serious this is because, especially with me, I'm, like, saying this is legitimately something that's scaring me. And we have people on our freaking Facebook page that are saying I'm making this up for attention.
Even right now, as Alex is talking, I'm reading, like, Hyda Barker here is, like, uncompassionate. She's like, I knew this was fake and Alex was being dramatic.
Yeah.
It's like, and it's,
no, it's not
freaking
fake at all.
Fake.
Nobody
I
knew about it.
I genuinely had no idea who it was from. None of us had any idea. It wasn't until they told you in management, came down and in front of you, they didn't even know that you were involved, said, we're getting the police involved, that you even said anything. So if they wouldn't have even said that the IMPD is getting involved, you would have just kept going. With for how long? How long were you planning this?
It was going to go for a month.
A month long of this, I would have literally pulled my hair out. I probably wouldn't have even been able to make it into work. I would have been on such high anxiety and so terrified, Travis. I just don't understand on what planet you would ever think that this would be funny as a prank. And it really does. It ticks me off because there are real women that really have been stalked or raped or whatever. And anytime that they say that a man makes them uncomfortable, people say that they're lying or making it up for attention. Just like whoever this a-hole is on Facebook right now. Like, those are the type of people that no matter what, no matter how much I say this really scared me, or I really genuinely believe that I could have been being stalked, like, they're not going to believe me now because of this crap that you pulled.
And I feel bad for Alex, too. Like, I thought that this was obviously a joke. I didn't think it was somebody really coming after you. Like, it does happen, though. It has happened to people we all know, and I just thought this was maybe a joke or a prank, but then I was like, wait a minute. Buster didn't do this? Because Buster's very smart. He does afternoons here on radio now. And you're his producer, Travis. I thought maybe that was it. I never suspected. Travis, first of all, where are you getting $65 for flowers? I automatically ruled you out from the bottom. Like,
yeah.
I've had some extra gigs lately.
Okay. Yeah. But it's just, do you understand right now that it's not necessarily something that's to joke around about? And maybe you didn't realize at the beginning, but you're harassing women, and I don't think that was your intention.
No, not at all.
But you can't, though. I mean, Alex, it really has been stressing her out, like messing her up, and you can't do that with women. That's not a funny thing to joke about.
Not at all. And the thing is, honestly, the Twitter account and the phone call were to do the opposite of what they did.
Yeah, wait, who was the phone call? Because that was not your voice, so who
No,
the world
that
was
that? My friend. So Malachi is a Hebrew name. It has two meanings. It means angel and also means messenger, so he was the messenger, if that makes sense.
Okay, I don't know.
All right, so he called in because I thought if you heard a voice that wasn't creepy, like, you would not think it was creepy.
All right, Travis, we're going to have to think about something right here, Alex, because I think that...
Some sort of punishment needs to go down.
Something along that lines. I think that you have to atone for what you've done. Just give us a few minutes here.
I mean, you're in trouble with work as it is. But for me, I need to, I mean, I don't know. Something needs to happen.